Welcome everybody, Shir number 790, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so it's just another interesting question in our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin that we're trying to finish off. These are questions that don't come up too often, but it's important to keep in mind, very interesting, in conjunction with the halachas we've been learning. And that is, let's say again, the head of the household makes the hamoitzi for everybody. And so we spoke about last time, of course, nobody's allowed to talk out. We spoke about last year reference to saying amen and so on, how that works now. But let's say the head of the household made the amoitzi, and for whatever the reason was, he made a mistake, somebody, he was thrown off guard or whatever, and he spoke out. But before he spoke out, in other words, he spoke out before he took the first bite. And there were 10 people around the table who heard the bracha, and they were, right, he had them in mind, and they listened to the bracha, and they said amen and everything. And they all, let's say, everybody has lacha mishnah in front of them, or whatever the case was. But now one of the people, they heard the bracha, and they finished, and they took a bite of their challah, right? They cut their challah, whatever the case was, they took a bite of their challah before the head of the household spoke out. So that's a very interesting question, and the Bir Halacha actually comes out, Lamaisa, if that was the case, that everybody, not the one who spoke out, the head of the household, he would have to remake the bracha. But everybody else around the table would taka be in good hands, and they would not have to remake the bracha because the bracha was chal on something. Now, the Bir Halacha, the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas in our Siman again, Kuf Samach Zayin, Ois Yud Beis in the middle over there, and he brings the Bir Halacha, the Vimaskal Aval in our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Zayin in that area. So, but the Vimaskal Aval, and it's sort of like in the middle. I just want to read the Lashon over there again and again from the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas on page Tof Lamed Gimel, if somebody would want to look it up. He says, just he's in the middle over here, but just to read what he says, Aval Eina Chiev Mutal Al Kol Echem Me'ashaimim, the Chiev to eat doesn't fall on everybody. In other words, what are we talking about? Let's say you have 10 people around the table and they all heard, and one of them actually was able to take a bite before the head of the household spoke out, before he took his bite, or whatever the case was, why he had to speak out. But one of the people around the table actually was able to take a bite first. Uvatimas echad mehem sagi, that could be enough, says the Bir Halacha. Oisha yitama beitseya, Oy afilu echem nishiyari hamesubim. Not just if the head of the household, let's say he took a bite, so then it's good for everybody, but also if one of the people sitting around the table took a bite, then the bracha would be chal. In other words, everybody would not have to remake the bracha. You still shouldn't talk out. You have to take a bite, but at least everybody would not have to remake the bracha if the head of the household, for whatever reason, spoke out before he took his first bite. So he says the Bir Halacha, then we'll see in the Piskei Tshuvas how he explains it. Then afterwards, everybody would be able to eat from their kikar that's in front of them, their lecha mishnah that's in front of them, assuming it's Shabbos. If it's not Shabbos, they could have a roll in front of them or whatever. And then he brings various different rayas. He brings whatever raya. There's alma lav dafka kol hashamim chiyavim litamak. He's talking about drinking whatever from kiddush mikayis shebeicho alav. But imas echad sagi. Again, the same thing that one drinks, it would be good. Afilu leitam hamavarch ba'atzmai. Even if the one who made the bracha didn't drink yet, right? In general, we said one should wait. But if everybody has in front of them, so it's easier. But if they don't, everybody does not have lechem mishnah in front of them, then they should wait. But be it as it may, if they have in front of them, Lamai said we saw that was easier. And just real quickly to review again, we saw that in our Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Tes Vav, where the Mechaber said, "V'im kol echad oichol mikikra." If everybody has their own lecha mishnah, right? Let's say Shabbos, which makes that's the easiest case to understand. We want to have an understanding. It's Shabbos. We're all sitting at the table. There's one person making the moitzi for everybody. 10 people at the table. Everybody has their own lecha mishnah. The two challahs in front of them. Everybody separately. V'im kol echad oichol mikikra. And each person eats from their own challah. Ein v'ein klum zukukim lakikra shabiyad habaytzei. And everybody is not relying on the lecha mishnah of the one who's making the bracha, Rashan Litam Kaidim. Then everybody could eat before he took his bite. In other words, before the head of the household who made the hamotzi for everybody else, before he took his bite, he finished the bracha. Everybody heard the bracha and they were yoytze with the bracha, says the Mishabura. And Sifkat and Pei Aleph, Afal Pishahim Yoytzim Kulam Bebirchas Amavarach. Even though everybody is yoytze with the bracha, Afal Pishahim Yoytzim Kulam Bebirchas Amavarach. Even though everybody is yoytze with the head of the household's bracha, we all have Lecha Mishnah in front of us, so we don't have to wait for him to take the first bite. Otherwise, you would have to wait for him to take the first bite if everybody's eating from his Lecha Mishnah. But if you don't have to wait, everybody has their own Lecha Mishnah. Rasham Litem Kaidim. Everybody could take a bite first as long as they heard the bracha. Okay, so now getting back to what we were talking about, so the same thing over here. So now let's say by mistake the head of the household spoke out, right? And we all have in front of us our Lecha Mishnah, and somebody managed, even one of the 10 people, it could be 5 people, whatever, managed to take a bite, right, of their own Lecha Mishnah before the one the head of the household, before he actually spoke out, right? He made the bracha. We all had in mind the bracha. We were all yotze with the bracha, and he had us in mind and fine. And by mistake, it was a mistake, obviously. He spoke out, and something that he would have to remake the bracha, something not conjunction with parts of the Suda, nothing to do with the Suda, he spoke out. So he would have to make over the bracha. But as long as one of the people at the table took at least a bite from their challah before he spoke out, it would be good. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Even if the head of the household didn't eat himself, only one of the listeners, the sagi, would be enough, tells us the Bir Halacha. Okay, so just real quickly to read from the Piskei Tshuva, it's very important. It's a halacha that could come up. You know, it's important to keep in mind. Vim Echad, again, assuming it's Shabbos, but this could be during the week also. If the head of the household is making a hamoitzi for 10 people, it could be the same thing. But the Shabbos is more, usually these things come up more often because everybody's sitting at the table. You have 10 people, whatever, 5 people, 10 people, a mishpacha, k'nai nara, and everybody is listening to the head of the household now. So if he made the bracha, and everybody heard the bracha, and everybody had Lecha Mishnah in front of them, and by mistake he spoke out, but one of the people, not everybody, one of the people chapped and was able to eat their challah, and everybody heard the bracha, he had them in mind, everything is good, and one of the people sitting around the table was able to chap and eat, take a bite before the head of the household spoke out. If he spoke out by mistake, he would have a problem. He would have to remake the bracha. But everybody else sitting around the table would be good. They would not have to remake the bracha because, again, it was chal. In other words, the bracha was chal on something. It took effect as soon as one of the people sitting around the table took the bite. So just to finish off the Piskei Tshuva, we'll close with this. Ve'im echad me'hashoymim. It says Piskei Tshuva again on page Tov Lamed Gimel, all the way up on top. Ve'im echad me'hashoymim ta'am. Oid lefnei shemavarach hifsik bedibur. If one of the people listening, sitting around the table, was able to take a bite right before lefnei shemavarach hifsik bedibur, before the one who made the bracha, before the head of the household spoke out, Afla Devei Mishabura brings Hacha Ein Chashash La'Cherim Ein Chashash La'Cherim Sheyachlu Al Samach. They could eat Al Samach, all the other people sitting around the table that were Yaitse with his bracha, and they all have Lecha Mishnah in front of them. In front of them, they could all eat Al Samach Bircha Samavarach. They could all eat from, because of that bracha of the head of the household who made the bracha for everybody, even though he himself spoke out. V'rak hamavarech atzmai, but the one who made the bracha himself, lo yuchal lechal, he can't eat al smach birchasai on his bracha, came in shehifzik bediba, because he spoke out. He made a bracha and he spoke out. But for everybody else, once somebody around the table, even one person took a bite, it was chal, that's what he says. But he says if one of the people around the table spoke out, so that person also would have to remake a bracha. So that's another problem. But as long as nobody spoke out, everybody's sitting around the table, and there's Lecha Mishnah in front of him, and the head of the household made the bracha, even though he spoke out, as long as one of the people sitting around the table took a bite, everybody else could continue eating, shalom uvracha, and no problem at all. But the one who spoke out, the head of the household, he would have to remake the bracha for himself. Thank you for listening. Yaslochem bracha kol tuv.